But I was in no mood to laugh and talk with strangers or enter into their feelings or plans with the good humour expected from a guest, and accordingly I told Clerval that I wished to make a tour of Scotland alone. "Do you," said I, "enjoy yourself, and let this be our rendezvous. I may be absent a month or two, and when I return, I hope it will be with a lighter heart, more congenial to your own temper." Having parted from my friend, I determined to visit some remote spot of Scotland and finish my work in solitude. I did not doubt but that the monster followed me and would discover himself to me when I should have finished, that he might receive his companion. With this resolution, I traversed the northern highlands and fixed on one of the remotest of the Orkneys as the scene of my labours. On the whole island there were but three miserable huts, and one of these was vacant when I arrived. This I hired. It contained but two rooms, and these exhibited all the squalidness of the most miserable penury. In this retreat I devoted the morning to labour. But in the evening, when the weather permitted, I walked on the stony beach of the sea to listen to the waves as they roared and dashed at my feet. I thought of Switzerland. It was far different from this desolate and appalling landscape. It was indeed a filthy process in which I was engaged. During my first experiment, a kind of enthusiastic frenzy had blinded me to the horror of my employment. My mind was intently fixed on the consummation of my labour, and my eyes shut to the horror of my proceedings. But now I went to it in cold blood, and my heart often sickened at the work of my hands. I grew restless and nervous. Every moment I feared to meet my persecutor. I feared to wander from the sight of my fellow creatures, lest, when alone, he should come to claim his companion. I sat one evening in my laboratory. The sun had set, and the moon was just rising from the sea. As I sat, a train of reflection occurred to me, which led me to consider the effects of what I was now doing. 3 years before, I was engaged in the same manner, and had created a fiend whose unparalleled barbarity had desolated my heart. I was now about to form another being, of whose dispositions I was alike ignorant. She might become 10,000 times more malignant than her mate. He had sworn to quit the neighborhood of man and hide himself in deserts, but she had not. And she, who in all probability was to become a thinking and reasoning animal, might refuse to comply with a compact made before her creation. They might even hate each other. The creature who already lived loathed his own deformity.